Yes, go ahead.
Okay, bear with me because
I will officially call the meeting to order of Board of Directors of Rail Revival.
Anybody have the time?
California, and I have 6:10.
Okay.
6:12, isn't it?
Close enough. Okay, yeah.
Well.
Okay, so Roger has called the meeting to order. At about 6:10, we'll say.
So my phone says.
Okay.
It's supposed to know.
So I'm going to... Oops. Sorry about that.
So we will then go with whatever minutes our recording secretary has available.
Okay. So let's read these minutes. Okay. Here. BRLC board meeting minutes. Or are we going to... Yeah. Okay. The date is Thursday, October the 25th, 2007. BRLC officers and board members present. President Marlene O'Neill, Vice President Roger Peterson, Treasurer Rex Ransom, the Recording Secretary Rob Turner, Corresponding Secretary Linda Perel, Board Members Sandra Fancher, Jill O'Connell, Lee Morton, immediate past President. Treasurer's Report. The expenses, $1,350. Ending balance, $2,009.65. So I didn't have the beginning balance. They are in my regular minutes, however. I know that for sure. When reported on the Braille Challenge contest next year, it will be at the Lighthouse. The date is February the 9th. There will be 5 or 6 testing groups based on age and skill. This is a qualifying round. This qualification round rotates between the Lighthouse, Vista Center, and the Sacramento Society. Wynn raised a question about the Braille writer. Money might be saved by distributing it via email. Fundraising, that this is a new topic, fundraising. All funds were collected for the neck wallets. Wynn suggested selling T-shirts with Braille saying, "Save energy, read in the dark." Okay. Marlene suggested tote bags. Okay. They're available from the School for the Blind in New Mexico. Program for next spring, Braille Plus presentation. Spring convention dates. It's funny here. I have April 9th through the 12th. I don't know if that's what we thought at the time or what, but obviously. Okay. So anyway, that's what the minutes say, and that's probably what we thought at the time. The Nemeth books were provided by the National Braille Association. Joyce Hull was the NBA contact. Wynn moved an Lee seconded, and it passed unanimously. I don't know what passed. It's again, my regular minutes would have all of this, so I know that these are not quite as complete as the regular as the other minutes were. Sandy brailed 30 envelopes for dues collection. Winifred is the alternate delegate for BRLC. Meeting turned over to Roger to discuss the Constitution. Nothing has been finalized as of yet, but much work has been done. Questions about elections. That's a kind of a sentence fragment there. Nominating committee is elected in the fall. Change to appointment by president and consists of three members, president and vice president are excluded. Linda seconded the motion. I guess I must have made the motion to that effect. Linda seconded it, unanimously passed, and that would be to be presented to the membership the next day. Officers elected in even-numbered years. Again, kind of a sentence fragment. Sandy moved to adjourn. Lee seconded, and that was the. Those are the minutes. And again, these are not the formal minutes. They were. I have them on my computer, and I had submitted a copy to the president. And so that's it. Thank you. Okay. Oh, that okay. Wasn't she? That's why I had a parentheses A, and I guess that must have meant absent. So I did record that properly. No, that's good.
Okay. There's been one correction. Is there any other correction? If not, we'll accept Wynn's motion to, or we'll vote on Wynn's motion. I believe it was seconded.
Wait a minute. Should you correct the dates of the
thing then? Oh, yeah.
Well, I think the dates were recorded as we believed at the time.
Yeah, in other words, the minutes are a true reflection of what was said.
Yes, so I don't think
which is what they're supposed to be.
It has to be with an asterisk.
Yeah. We can put in a,
sure.
a point that
yeah.
it turned
yeah.
out not to be.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Abstentions, the ayes have it. Let's see, do you have the treasurer's report, Rob?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Rex sent it to Alice, and as of October 12th, our treasury contained $2,009.65. Additions to the treasury. Dues, $860. Braille challenge contribution $50. Neck wallets $150. Total $1,060. Expenditures Braille membership $410. Membership to CCB $50. Lynn Laird, that's all of the expenses connected with the Spring Braille Writer $245. The total on that was $705, and therefore the balance before this meeting was $2,364.55. So as you see, you may remember that we borrowed $200 to pay to the Braille Challenge at the fall convention, and we had $50 added to that by the $50 that Rex got, so that was up to $250, and then we're collecting some money tonight and tomorrow.
Okay.
You can see that after we pay our dues, we have less than $400 to run the organization on. So you can't have two issues of the Braille Writer and pay for that, and pay anything for the delegate and the alternate, or pay anything for the rail tail, I'm going to pay anything for anything, unless we go into our treasury. It doesn't hurt us to do that for a while, but you've got to do something about raising money. Now, the one thing you can do about the rail rider, if you want to do it, you cheapen it a little bit. It's hard for me to recommend that a rail organization that exists to promote rail. It's hard for me to promote email.
Not everybody has email either.
Seems like it's against the grain of what we're doing here. But anyway, we could. Lynn said the one way we could go and try to build it, because he always gives it to us at a great discount, is to have the size of the paper 11 by 11 and a half instead of the more convenient size that we have now. So if you want to do that, you can go now, or you can suggest to the other people.
How much difference would that make? Do you have any idea?
I thought it would be about a third less.
Really? Like they do in the Braille, in the Blind Californian, you know, it says that non-members are requested and members are invited to send in something.
And so, Albert, that would go in the Braille Writer, an issue that would be in the Braille Writer?
That's
right. Uh-huh.
That's the way it works in the Braille
Writer. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, good idea.
Shall I go up there? I made it.
Marlene,
yes,
is here.
Hi, Marlene.
I believe we have not accepted the treasurer's report yet.
No, I've got it.
No, we've read it. We just haven't accepted
it. That's for the Braille Challenge.
Yeah, we've read it.
Oh, okay, I've got it.
I'll second the motion.
Is there any additional discussion on the treasurer's report? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Abstentions, the ayes have it. The report is accepted. Now, if you will indulge us a few moments, we will...
You can keep running it. You're doing fine.
Okay.
Titles don't bother me.
Oh, shucks. I'm not sure what you planned for the agenda.
Okay.
We've done the minutes in the treasury.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. We have a treasure, or not the treasures, but a thank you letter for to Lynn that Rex wanted me to read. it's the thank you letter to Lynn from us. You know, that she that she when she was, you know, for her doing the Braille writer. Yes, this is hello, Lynn. Thank you. This thank you letter with enclosed check concerns BRLC, the Braille Writer Transcription Service, requested from Winifred Downing on February 13, 2008.
That was my own check. I don't know why they would send it.
Well, I didn't send it.
I don't know.
Okay. BRLC wants to thank you for editing embossing, binding, and mailing free matter for the blind, our spring 2008 Braille writer. Enclosed is a check made out to Anlin Braille Press for $245 payment in full as requested. Lynn, you will put a smile on all BRLC members when this is read at our spring 2008 meeting. Thanks again for helping reduce our reproduction charges by $205 for one issue. BRLC values teamwork, building leaders. Rex Ransom, BRLC Treasurer.
Want us to ask to act on that letter or just read it?
He just wanted me to read it.
Okay.
Great.
He
are you ready to take over the chair?
Sure, I can do it.
Okay.
Sure. Okay. Thank you, Roger, for helping me out here. Okay. And you read the minutes in the chart in there.
No.
I'm sorry. And you read the meeting in the minutes.
Rub the president's back.
Okay.
There you go.
I'm going to take off my coat. How was the, Constitution and bylaws?
Do you want me to do that next?
Sure.
Do you want to do the Constitution and bylaws or the nominating committee?
Let's do the nominating committee.
Bob Turner and I and Bill O'Connell on the nominating committee.
Okay.
I don't know who was chairman.
Who's chairman?
We didn't make a chair. I think we just all did it.
Was it a team effort?
Okay. When do you want to report on it?
Okay. Yeah. The president, Roger Peterson, vice president Roger Peterson said he would go on. Our president, Marlene O'Neill, said she would go on to a second term. Our treasurer said he would go on to a second term. Roger. The board member, who is standing, has termed out. So we were able to get a long-time member of BRLC in a life member in Northern California to take Sandy Clay's and that is Paul Morelli, who is on board. Oh, good. Is he here?
Yes.
Oh.
Very good.
I don't know you, but I would like to make your acquaintance. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a member of BRLC. And
sure.
I'm a life member in the Revival Impact of 25. I'm a member of BRLC. I was
a great.
You need to do everything you can to promote Braille. So.
Okay. Well, we're welcome aboard. Yes. Okay. How about the Constitution and bylaws? I remember them, but anybody else?
And we
I wanted to go over them for people who are, you know, kind of just.
The board really doesn't have.
We did some constitution required that the recording secretary prepare minutes 60 days ahead and that he send them to the president and the newsletter people and a whole bunch of stuff about the minutes anyway. And
I don't think the board acts. The boards don't act on it. I think doesn't the membership? The membership does that.
And do we recommend?
Yeah. Do we recommend though?
Officially, their draft minutes until they're approved.
That's true of the national organization, but it would be very difficult to do with this affiliate because we have to send in, I guess, to everybody. We have everybody send in suggestions to the
corrections.
corrections. It'd be really kind of.
The issue is more that this is only a twice a year publication. Yeah. It's about form appears more frequently.
Right.
I think it could be handled by simply saying that their draft minutes or that they have not been approved.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yes.
Well, I don't think that would need a recommendation, wouldn't it? Isn't that something that just would be done? You're just stating a fact.
I would simply.
They're draft minutes. They haven't been approved.
No, but the
so if you put that in.
Are we going to recommend that this change be made? Is the board going to recommend that or not? I don't know.
Oh, I see. I see what you're saying.
Back to
I would think we would recommend
it. I would say that it's really not a change. It's just that technically they are draft minutes. Should say something.
No, I think she's getting back to her original.
The whole change.
Yeah.
Oh, then I would think you'd have to recommend it. I would think that.
I don't know whether the board.
Okay, so that's that one.
What's the board's pleasure?
Yes. Did you want to put in for the final challenge?
I did.
Oh, you did? Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, why don't we do all the constitutional. Well, no, we don't know if we're going to.
We should do them one.
Yeah, okay, that's right. So I'll move that we recommend this change. I've got a vested interest.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Okay. We're ready for the next recommendation or next.
Okay. Section 6. Section 6. Officers and board of directors. Section 1. List the officers as to be chosen. The word backslash in here. Heaven knows why. We might add as section 2 a reference to the delegate and alternate delegate to the national BRL meeting, which is not mentioned in the Constitution at all. What it does say is that the president, let me see what it says.
President or his or her designee shall represent
the BRL.
The president would make all the additions with. Should we make the additions? Section 3, bylaw 3, section 1 states that the president or his or her designee represent BRLC and cast his vote at the BRL national meeting. So we would take that out and insert in this section concerning officers and board members this instead. The delegate and alternate delegate to the BRL convention shall be designated or is voted upon at the spring meeting of the BRLC to represent BRLC at the BRL convention in the summer.
I think it should just say elected.
That the president, since it was a big shortcut, the president has not been the one that went. I thought it was more reasonable to say that we would decide at the spring convention who would go and represent it.
Well, of course, that would be the president's designee. The way things are now, but we could change it to say shall be elected, delegate and alternate shall be elected.
That's what we did last time in the year before we elected who. We asked for who was going, and then between those persons we chose the person who represented in the last several years.
So we elected, essentially, we elected the representative.
Rather than what it says now, it's the president or his or her designee. Yeah. The president doesn't go in the final. They get to choose.
So under the current Constitution, what we were doing was telling the president who her designee should be.
Yeah.
Right.
And last year I went.
Point of information. So on the new change, did it say that we would vote for the delegate and alternate instead of the president designee?
Yes.
Okay. I kind of like that.
Instead of saying designated or voted upon, it should just be say elected, I think.
Yeah.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a delegate and alternate too?
Yes,
we do. We do now.
Yes.
Okay.
Sometimes there are two people going.
But last year we both went. Okay. Okay, so somebody, we want to recommend that, or we're not going to, is that a recommendation?
I move that we recommend it.
Okay, anybody second it?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Is there any?
Article 7 is on committees, and the nominating committee in that article is specified as consisting of 5 members, and that there are various things said about where the members come from,
some from the board, some from the
chair. And we have just not found a paper that even get 5 members, so you may remember that we decided last fall we would have 3 members on the nominating committee. So we would submit a change in the constitution that would say that.
And then it would be presidentially appointed.
The nominating committee would be consist of 3 members chosen by the president, but neither the vice president nor president could be on that committee.
Okay. And anybody want to make a motion on the?
I'll make a motion to recommend the change for the nominations committee.
Second.
Okay, the motion was made and was seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
By the way, Kathy Skyver says she's opposed to that. So she may say that tomorrow.
Okay, well.
I know.
Yeah, it's not as if we're...
It's just in principle opposed to the president having any power.
Right. Yeah. Right.
I don't care.
Okay, the rules of order contains a reference to the appointment of a parliamentarian, and that office is referred to a number of times in other articles. Appointments of a parliamentarian in a small report of other kind is unusual, according to my friend Rodney, and I've learned about constitutions that I never let know. So we would vote to leave out mention of the parliamentarian. Is that agreeable?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yep.
Do I hear a recommendation for this?
Did you say delete or remove?
I move that it be recommended.
Okay.
This wouldn't be, the, yeah,
just
be,
wouldn't be,
just be removed.
It'd just be removed. Okay, we have, do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
In Article 10, the dissolution article, the second paragraph in Section 2, is a general note, not part of the article, and needs to be stricken, and that's a decision of Rogers. And I don't remember what was in Section 2, but it
wasn't. Well, we just said this constitution was adopted at such and such a time and place and so forth. It was clearly not meant to be part of the article. You know.
Oh, I see.
It was just a thing that was hung on the end of the constitution.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do we have to, recommend this, too,
so
or not?
Be.
Okay.
It's
all right.
Almost housekeeping.
You know? All right, yeah, okay. Do I hear a motion?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you moved? Who else? Anybody second?
Second housekeeping.
Okay.
All housekeeping.
Okay.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay.
We did not discuss this, Roger and I, and didn't put it in here because we thought we'd ask you if you want us to do this for the fall. Our Constitution maintains that all the officers may serve just 2 terms. That would mean that in 2010, all the officers that you have just elected or just chosen, vice president, president, treasurer, would all leave at the same time. This would be an extremely negative experience for the organization. If we were having such a time with officers before, we really didn't have a steady stream, but now we've got some good officers. But it would be a lot better if we could extend the choice to three terms. Now, people like Rex will not serve three terms as
no.
He's off stand. He doesn't want to. But at least he could change only one officer at that time if the other two were willing to go on, the other two major officers. But we didn't want to bring that up because that's such a big issue. We wanted to know how you felt about that. Should we extend the terms, the limit to three terms instead of two terms?
The only other alternative is to kind of create a staggered structure by saying that for one time only, one or two people can only run for one term, so that then it creates a pattern where the officers change.
But that's such a more complicated approach that it's up to you to whatever you want to do. I don't know how we phrase it, but Brad can tell me for you how to phrase it.
Well, there are two different issues. One of them is that currently we elect everybody in even-numbered years, albeit some in the spring and some in the fall. And that came from the time, from when we were writing this, we were all very much concerned about Northern versus Southern California and how one section of the state might take over the organization if all the elections were in the fall. And I think that has waned somewhat, so we might want to consider, you know, having some of the elections one year in the odd-numbered year and some of the even-numbered years instead of doing them in the spring and the fall. But the issue that Gwen brought up is one concerning term limits, and I don't think I have a very strong opinion about that. It seems as though maybe we ought to have three terms, although I noticed in the national BRL constitution it's two terms.
Yes, two terms, yeah.
And I think that may come up this...
She's out. No, she's not. We have to do...
In the national, three terms?
Two.
I think in the national it's two terms.
It's two, because she's not going to be present anymore.
But they're not. They have a staggered system of election
options.
Like everybody
does.
Yeah, that's
now.
Right.
They
do.
I wonder if we'd be setting some sort of precedent by going three terms. I think three terms is better just in the case of a whole organization works, and that way you kind of have a leeway. But I mean, it depends. Some people may not want to serve it if they don't, and someone else comes in. But I think
how many terms do we have for the VC, the council? Is it four terms or three terms?
Three. Yeah. I thought the council, the you mean the board of directors,
yeah,
for CCB? I thought it was three.
Yeah, I think it is. I wasn't sure.
It's three. I think it's three for the officers and four for the director.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? If we're going to do that, then I won't completely rewrite the whole constitution this summer. I'll wait and present that to them in the fall. We can't do it now because I didn't send it ahead of time for them to think about.
Right.
It had to be suggested and then later voted upon, and that would not happen if we brought it up.
So you're saying that in 2010,
all of us who were elected in 2006
would be boy, that would.
I don't know.
Somebody's going to step up, you know. Somebody's going to take over. I mean, that's part of what we're about. We're going to have to start working on. You know, that gives us two years to start looking for people, and it behooves us to really just say, hey, we've got to get other people to do it. I'm not opposed to three, really. I don't.
That's true.
That is true. I'll recommend the three term.
Well, if there's not a lot of feeling about it in this group, why don't we just ask the witness to go?
I definitely agree about it.
He says since there's not a feeling about it in this group, we'll ask the membership tomorrow whether they think.
Can I ask just one more time if that not just put off the inevitable, which is the other issue of everybody being voted in around 5 months, or do we just simply hope that somebody will move on anyway and sort of a natural stagger will be created,
I don't
for
know,
lack
I
of a better
think,
term?
I think I don't think many officers would want to serve off the term.
Our term, our problem has been finding officers who want to serve at all.
Yeah. And in many organizations, because the treasurer is so difficult to get, I think the library union has specified that the treasurer need not resign, need not bring any more women.
Some organizations do that with the secretary and the treasurer, and it always seems to me as though it means. What they're saying is that those are the sighted people who help us poorly.
Yeah, right. Well, that's a lot.
We can't
it's true.
Do without them. I don't know. That's just a gut feeling of it, but it's not. But I don't know. Maybe we could have this as an additional order of business when you give your report tomorrow. See if there's any strong feeling about it.
Yeah, that's what we should do.
Okay.
Meanwhile, we need to start thinking about what else we have to do before we wrap up.
Yeah. How's everybody feel about that for tomorrow, that Wynn can just add it to the... Yeah. Okay?
Yeah. Put it up the flagpole and see who salutes.
Salutes. Okay, and Wynn, you did discuss the Braille writer, right?
Yes, I
because
the one way we could save money was to change the pay structure. I don't know if you want to vote to do that. You wouldn't vote tonight, but I don't know if you want to make a recommendation on that or not. It would reduce the cost a little bit, probably not a third. She thought a third when we hadn't made the changes that we made this time, omitting the blank lines between names and the officers and board of directors and doing some other things to sort of crunch the pages a little bit.
Then there was the additional good suggestion about putting a notice in to say, to invite and encourage subscriptions.
Encourage people to write to subscribe. We won't deny them this as part of their dues, but we'll encourage those who want to send a contribution for it.
Okay.
I'd rather do that than go strongly on record as saying we want people to get it online, but if we're a Braille organization and we're encouraging Braille, that seems a terrible thing to do.
Well, I read it online in Braille.
Yeah, a lot of us get it online.
I read it online because I needed, you know.
I know, and if people want it, but to go out and try to sell it,
That would be a matter of individual conscience.
Yeah. Does anybody want to make a recommendation on that? Or?
Could I just say one more thing about amplified mic? I thought, too, that if we did possibly invite people to subscribe, not who knows how many will, but if possible, because one thing I always like to see possibly magazines come out a little more, but although there aren't that many changes in Braille to come out more than twice, then that's fine, but still it would be a way to, if we did have people put in for their subscription, then that way, like I say, it would defray the cost and just make it easier to get them out of it.
We can also, the other thing we can do if you want to cut the cost down, as I said, we aren't collecting enough right now to pay for doing the Braille writer twice a year. Even with the reduction, we won't pay for it twice a year. Unless we get it down to maybe 10 or 12 pages, which is what it was for years. We didn't have very much. We had the minutes and not very much more. I've tried for the last 2 years because everybody was complaining that they weren't getting anything for their dues. So I've tried to make it, have a little more in it about things that are interesting. And for a long time we complained we didn't have a project. Well, the Braille Challenge, I really think it's the most wonderful national project that we could ever sign up with, because it's encouraging Braille. They had 27 testing sites around the country this year before the one in June in Los Angeles. That means 27 different places in the country are encouraging Braille in fifth.
That's a tremendous expansion.
First grade and senior high school. That's great.
It just used to be a few.
Okay. So we're.
If you want, if you want a book to shorten it to 10 pages, then it could stay within our money.
Well, we do have some money in.
We still have some in the treasury, right?
Yeah, I'm not opposed to.
I came up with any good suggestions for increasing the money.
No.
The Sacramento still had the T-shirts that they had bought to sell, but they were beyond the sale. They've never sold theirs. So.
Okay. Actually, that's good. So I was going to ask about the Braille Challenge and the fundraiser. So we don't really have a fundraiser.
I did call School for the Blind recently, but I haven't had a return call yet, so I'll keep working on that. Because I called Albuquerque, and they gave me a number to another campus. So when I get back, I didn't bring the number with me because...
Well, the School for the Blind is in Albuquerque.
Yeah, that's the number that they gave me to call that campus.
Okay.
I left a message with someone named Rob, so when I get back, I will call him again.
We can't do that if we don't hear from that till the fall.
Right.
Yeah.
But anyway, it took us years to sell those bags, you guys. You remember how many years you were trying to sell those bags?
A lot of us want them, though.
Things is tough.
It is. So, well, we can... okay. And... The other thing I thought is anybody ideas for the next fall, for the next program for the fall. That's so.
What about? I'm concerned about. Have we designated a delegate and alternate for this convention, and somebody for the nominating committee? And is somebody going to the credentials committee in the morning?
Yes. Let's see. I'm trying to remember. I'm the chair, and I've just read that recently.
I'm the delegate. Or I was the delegate.
Yeah.
And you were the alternate.
Right. Is that... No, you're not... Yeah.
You have to designate somebody for the nominating committee, too.
Oh, no. I'm not anything.
I can take a quick look.
I'm not in anything.
No, there's no conflict with Roger.
Oh, that's right. Well,
I'm the member of the nominating committee for Silicon Valley Council.
Delegate
or alternate.
Right, that's good.
And can the president be nominating? I was a nominating. I think last year I was the nominating committee representative. Yes, and then this year I'm also going to the convention because I have another committee thing I have to do.
No, but this is for the nominating committee tomorrow night.
I'm just okay.
Let's see. We've got for nominations for this. We've got Marlene as the nominating committee rep.
And it's Marlene and me for.
And for for the.
It's nice to have the chair of the credentials committee in our midst.
Yes.
Yeah, so Mark.
I'm the nominating committee for tomorrow night.
You're the delegate, and Roger is the alt.
And I could be the nominating committee for tomorrow night.
Uh huh.
Okay, that's cool. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
After the general session.
After the right. Okay. Okay.
It's really about taking
it. Yeah. The only thing we will talk about this tomorrow, but thinking about some ideas for the fall. And yes.
I'll keep working on something.
For a program. Oh, yes, Wynn?
The other thing we can do, I hate raffles, but at least it's something that we can take home and sell to our family and friends if we're raffling something that would be of value to anybody. And the only thing that I know of that will do that is the money. So if we had a raffle and we had the prize, maybe $100 or $200, and we went and sold it between now and, can't do it now, but I mean, say we did this, decided to do this. Sell tickets from the fall to the spring and draw the thing at the spring convention and hopefully make more than $200 for the prize of fun. What do you think of that?
Yuck. I hate raffles, too.
I hate raffles, but I don't...
Well... Why don't we talk about this more tomorrow? Because we have to go to the board meeting. Okay, anybody want to make a motion that we
adjourn? As far as I know,
adjourn?
John Glass is going to...
Oh, John Glass is going to be the program tomorrow. So thank you, Roger.
Braille Plus.
Braille Plus.
And Marlene, I think you came in too late to know that John Ross had
Yes, he hit me up twice for the Braille Challenge accidentally. But I paid. I gave money. That's okay. That's okay, John. We love you anyway. Okay, anybody make a motion? Roger moved. Anybody second it?
I'll second.
All in favor? Opposed? Okay, we're out of here.